We left off in Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Samach Ches Amud Beis, and we're continuing to go through different items or different areas that a person sells and trying to figure out what's included in the sale. So we've already discussed an olive press, we've already discussed a house, we've already discussed a field, we've already discussed a... we haven't discussed a field, that's today. We've already discussed a city, and now we're going to discuss a field. Hamocharas ha-sadev, a person sells a field. Macharas ha-avanim, shehim l'tzarcha, a person included in the sale are the stones that are necessary for the field. And Rashbam points out, but Gemara mefaresh, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what role the stones play in the field. V'afal gav de tashmishin ha-metaltalin hein, kivin de kavi l'hai tashmish, v'ein mezizin osam mehai sada li'olam k'muchubr chashavlu. Even though clearly the stones are movable stones, we're not talking about stones that cannot be budged, these are stones that can clearly be moved. Nevertheless, since they're put in this field to be used for this field, and that's their tashmish kavua, that's what they're there for, Mamela is going to be considered part of the field, and so we consider it as if it were mechubar, and it's therefore included in the field. Similarly, when you sell a vineyard, included in the vineyard are the poles that are used for the purposes of the vineyard, because the poles support the vines. You can't have a vineyard without poles supporting the vines, otherwise all the vines would get ruined without the poles supporting it. That's the vart they say, that by chasam we say in ve'agefen be in ve'agefen, of all the fruits to choose. Why in ve'agefen? Why don't we say that the Pelech HaRimonim or something, we refer to, the Jewish people are referred to as Rimonim as well. That afilu rekanim shabach harmalei mitzvos karimon, it's a wonderful imagery. Why dafka bei chasna we say in ve'agefen bin ve'agefen? So I forgot who says it, but that's what they say, that the it's dafka gefen that's not independent, that needs to be supported, that's held up by something else. It didn't get to be a gefen and to produce beautiful fruit without having serious work that was put into it. So that's the idea of family building, that in ve'agefen bin Ve'agefen refers to the fact that there's a background over there, that there are parents that helped and raised and supported, etc. And those are the Kanim Shebekerem. So anyway, but that's a vart, but the idea is that the Kanim Shebekerem are necessary in order for the Kerem to grow properly. Vesatavua Shihimu Chuberes L'Karko, also included in the sale, is any grain that's still attached to the ground. Veschitza Sakanim Shepchusim Beis Rova, and also included is an area of reeds that covers less than a base rova of area, right? The Rashbam says chitza kanim trok blaz kanim harbi gedelim bekelach echad. It's many reeds growing together in one patch or one stalk. Kelach literally means a stalk. I think over here it means one patch that are growing together that covers an area that's less than a base rova, is considered to be bottled to the field, and since it's bottled to the field, it's included with the sale of the field. Vesa shomira she'ina suya betit, and a hut, a watchman's hut, that's not made with cement, that's not cemented together, is also not considered a chashav enough entity on its own, and therefore it's included with the sale of the field. Vesa charav she'ina morkav, and a charav tree, a carob tree that's not morkav, that's not grafted. So the fact that it's not grafted, Rashbam explains, that means the hainu bivachrusa, that means that it's a very young carob tree. Avol kshemaskin umiskaber markivin also, because carob trees, once they get older, once they get stronger, they start to graft the carob trees. V'yeshal shem b'fnei atzmo, once it's at that point, that they're already grafting it, that it's already big enough and strong enough to be grafted, then it has a shem b'fnei atzmo, then it has a name for itself, v'lo batel gabe sada, and it's not going to be batel to the field. Avol kol shari lanos b'chal sada, but the point is, most other trees are included in the field. If I have a field with a bunch of trees and I tell you I'm selling you the field, mistama means I'm selling you the trees as well. But over here we're talking about when the charuv were to grow and to be a big charuv, that acquires for itself a shame b'fnei atzmo. But over here we're saying what kind of charuv is included in the sale? A charuv she'enu morkav, a very young charuv which has not yet acquired a shame b'fnei atzmo. Vespesulas ha-shikma, also a young shikma tree, is also not considered chashuv enough yet to have a shame b'fnei atzma. That's what the Rashbam says. Besulas shikma bibach rusa. It's referring to a shikma tree that besulas means that it's very young. Kodem shenechtuchu anafeha. Before the branches have been cut from it. Aval kishem mazkin v'gadol harbe. But when it gets older and it grows a lot. Kotzin ha'anafim, they cut off the branches, ubam achem b'mkomen, and other branches grow in their places, v'nikra sadan ha'shikma, and that, at that point, it's no longer called the besulas ha'shikma, then it would be called the sadan ha'shikma. Once it's called the sadan ha'shikma, then it's chashav b'fnei atzmo, it's not going to be sold along with the field. So far, everything we listed in the Mishnah are items that are included in the sale. Now we're going to list all those things that are not included in the sale, and it's a mirror image of the first half of the Mishnah. The opposite of everything we just said is not included in the sale. Aval lo machar, lo asa avanim she'enin l'tzarcha. Stones that are not needed for the field itself are not included. Lo asa karim shebekarim she'enin l'tzarcha. And poles in a vineyard that are not for the sake of holding the vines, that are not needed for the vineyard, are not included in the sale. Lo asa tvua shi tlushim in a karka. Grain that is no longer attached to the ground, it's already talish, it's already detached from the ground, is not included in the sale. Bizman shomer lo hi v'kol ma'ashabatocha reikulun mechurin. But if you say hi v'kol ma'ashabatocha, then those items we just listed are included in the sale. Even detached grain, even poles that are not needed for the kerem and stones that are not needed for the field are included when you say kol ma'ashabatocha. But Bein kach, no matter what you say, whether even if you say hiva kol masha betocha, lo machar lo aschitza sakanim shibes rova, there are certain elements, chitza sakanim, the reeds that cover an area of the base rova, are not included. Vlo as hashomir shi asuya betit, the guard's booth that's made with cement, is not included. Vlo as hacharav hamurkav, vlo as sadan hashikma, and the mature and older charav and sikma trees are not included, right? Because they're already chashav on their own right. If you look at Rashbam, lo aschitza sakanim, shekol elu chashuvin sad. All of these things that we're saying, even when you say kol mashi b'tocha, is not included. All of those items, these items on the list, are considered their own field. It's not just them that they're not part of the other field. Like, let's say a rock that's not needed for the field is not part of the field. So when you say kol mashi b'tocha, the rock's going to be included because it's stam an item that happens to be in the field. But over here, these aren't just stam an item that happens to be in the field. These are fields in their own right. And therefore, when you sell a field, v'kol mashi b'tocha, this doesn't count as being b'tocha. Kol elu chashuvin sadu b'fnei atzman, v'areu k'mo shemorcha l'chaver shtei sadus, as if you sold your friend two fields, v'yesh lo sada acheres b'tocha shtayim, and it's as if you had a third field in between the other two. V'mamar lo shtei sadus v'kol mashi b'tocha l'nimorch lach, so certainly if you sell in field A and C, and you happen to own field B as well, and you say, I'm selling you field A and C, and everything that's inside fields A and C, v'ein sada shlisha shebnei machur, clearly that does not include field B in the sale, right? You didn't say everything in between them. You said everything inside of them. And therefore, field B would not be included in the sale. Safkan, the same thing over here. Sadach hasmarcha levelo shtei sados. I sold you a field. An older sycamore tree, an older charev tree are considered their own field. And therefore, they're not considered something inside of the other field. I sold you one field, not two. All of those items, and the guard's booth that's made with cement, all of these items are considered their own sada, and therefore they're not included in any sale of the other sada. Right? That's why, I mean, you see clearly why the Mishnah has to give both sides. Meaning we started with what is included, and it's everything's just in one big group, what is included. But what's not included in the sale can be divided into two categories. That which is not included in the sale is either not included because it's simply just not part of the field, but it is an item that just happens to be in the field, or it could be things that are not included because they're considered their own field. And there's a major nafkamina between them, and the nafkamina between them being, when you say kol mashi b'tocha, does it then become included? So if it's something that just happens to not be part of the field, but is located in the field, so when you say kol mashi b'tocha, it would be included. But when you're talking about something that's so chashuv that it's a sada b'fnei atzma, even saying kol mashi b'tocha would not include it in the field. There is a tshuvas harash. The Rush quotes a Maisa of Reuven Shahailo Bayis. Reuven had a house. The Nafal Me'a Bayis Bekam Mekomos. And that, there are parts that were falling. The house was totally falling apart. It was completely dilapidated. The Nishra Koros Ve'avana Bebeso Ve'lobana Osan. And the beams and the stones remained in the house, and he never put them back. He never built them back into the house. Ulbasov Niftar, eventually Reuven died. Vinasna's Basio Chesel Shtebinosov, and he divided his house. The house was given to his two daughters to divide between themselves. Not that way. Two of his daughters were going to take half of the house. The other half of the house and whatever other metaltalin he had, he wanted to go to his wife. So the woman says, look, I lived in the dilapidated house my whole life. I want those stones. Those stones are metaltalin. That's not part of the house. I don't have to divide those with the girls, with the daughters. That I want for myself because it's all metaltalin. And the daughters say, what do you mean? That's not metaltalin. That was part of the house. It fell off the house, and he just was too lazy to ever build it back in. But since that's part of the house, that gets divided evenly between us. So the Rush says that the daughters are correct, that it's part of the house. Since he kept them and he never sold them, he was procrastinating, and he was waiting for a time where he has the opportunity to do it, but clearly his plan was to put them back. Because if his plan was not to put them back, he never would have he never would have left them there. He would have just sold them. And therefore, it's considered part of the house. What's the raya? So he says the raya is from Bab Basra. He says the raya is from the din that we have over here that we say machras asada machras havanim sheheim l'tzarcha v'sakanim shebekerim sheheim l'tzarcho. So what do you see? That anytime you have stones in the field that are there for the purpose of the field, they're considered part of the field. So over here as well, these stones are here for the purpose of being part of the house. Now, it may not be that they're doing anything right now, but they're definitely here for the purpose of being part of the house. And since that's their role in being here, that's their function, that's the reason they're here in the first place, so mele they're considered part of the house. And then he says, Kolshkein, over here, there's another reason to side with the daughters over here, because when you know sin, it's ba'ayin yafu who knows sin. And certainly over here, he would be nosin asakal. He's nosin ba'ayin yafa. He wants to give everything to the daughters. He wants to give as much as he can when he gives half of the house to the daughters. So that's the assumption that he's giving even those stones to the daughters. Okay, just had to come up with some halacha lemaisa application of our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara, May avanim shehin l'tzarcha. What does avanim shehin l'tzarcha mean? When does a field need rocks? What role do rocks play in a field? So normally rocks are considered in the way in a field. They're considered something that you want to weed out of the field so that you can grow things and plant things when it's rocky ground. So it's it just gets in the way of what you want to grow in the field. So where do you ever have rocks that are actually beneficial to the field? So hacha targimu avni da'achva. So we hear the metagim that it's avni da'achva. What are avni da'achva? Rashbam says la'acha shekatzru ha'omrim manichros on the avshad. After they cut the grain, they put the grain out to dry. But grain can blow away very easily, just a slight breeze, and it will blow right away. So what they have to do is they need some rocks to use as paperweights, to use it as grain weights, to hold down the grain that it shouldn't blow away. So that's why the rocks are important. You need something to hold down the grain when it's drying that it shouldn't blow away. Ula Amar, Ula says, no, that's not the function of the rocks over here. Avanim asturos legeder. We're talking about stones that have been arranged in the field in order to make a fence for the field. And a fence certainly is a necessary component of the field for protection. So these are stones that are meant to be used for a fence. Ay, vatan rabbeche avanim tsevuros legeder. Seduros means different than tsevuros. Seduros means it's arranged. Tsevuros means it's piled up even before it's arranged. In the formation of a fence, right? Tzevuros says Rashbam Afalgav De'Einan Tzevuros Chashav Lutash Mishkavua Desadi Limacherimo. Apparently, Rabbi Chiya thought that even if it's just piled up, even if you just take a whole pile of stones and put it in the field with the plan of later arranging it for a fence, even that's enough to be considered l'tzarech v'sadeh, and therefore would be included in the sale. So it says, well, t'ni seduros. No, that's a mistake. It should really say seduros, should not say tzavuros. But either way, however you want to say it, meaning maskana sagamara, what do we have? We have two possibilities of when a stone is necessary for a field. When it's considered something, that's l'tzarech v'sadeh. Either it's a weight to hold down the grain, or it's something that's arranged in the field in order to build a fence out of. So hacha tagimu avni da'achva. So now let's go revisit each of these opinions. So now what the Gemara is going to do now for the next several lines of Gemara is we're going to figure out all those items that we say are included in the sale, how Reb Meir would understand it and how the Chachamim would understand it. Who are Reb Meir and the Chachamim? We didn't have Reb Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So this is very critical background information that the Rashbam fills us in the second skinny line. The Reb Meir, the Amar Perakamokhra Sasvina, we haven't had Reb Meir yet. We're going to have him next week. Reb Meir, or a week and a half, Reb Meir in Perakamokhra Sasvina says, Machar Kerem, Machar Tashmishe Kerem. That if a person sells a vineyard, along with the vineyard, the Tashmishe Kerem are also sold. Vishaminan da asli iflugeyad Rabbanan, and Reb Meir over there is arguing with Rabbanan. Ulemeimar da filu osan tashmishin sheinim karm la Rabbanan imakerem to lo kvi kolkach. Even those tashmishi kerem that the Rabbanan think are not included because they're not so kavua, they're not something that's so constant. The Rabbi Meir mechurinhein. Rabbi Meir is going to be a little more liberal in his definition of what's called tashmishi kerem, and he will include more in a sale of a kerem than the Rabbanan would. And therefore, when we're talking about selling a field or a vineyard, like we are in our Mishnah, any time we talk about selling a field or a vineyard, we're going to need to figure out anything that we say is sold along with the field slash vineyard, we need to figure out where the Rabbanan and Reb Meir would differ. Right? Where would it be that the Rabbanan would say something is not sold along and Reb Meir would say something is sold along? So we have a list of items in the Mishnah that are included. How do the Rabbanan understand that list? And how does Reb Meir understand that list? Reb Meir has to understand that list in a much more liberal way than the Rabbanan would. So, b'im l'frusha hechidamit the Reb Meir machal, Rabbanan einu machar. V'hilkach Reb Meir hani avni da'achva. So take, for instance, the first item on the list. These stones, these avni da'achva, these stones that are used as paperweights, mechurin hein b'chal sadeh kivin de mesukanos u'mezumanos l'tzorecha umrim, va'af agav d'lo machtan she'en m'nachos b'tol chasadeh el'chutz l'sadeh. Reb Meir would say, yeah, these stones that are going to be used for weights, even if they're not yet in the field, even if they're just outside of the field, still they're included. That's close enough. And the Rabbanan, so back in the Gemara. Hachatagimu avni da'achva, the Reb Meir demisaknan afagav delamachtan, the Rabbanan hu demachtan. Reb Meir would say, as long as they're here to be used as paperweights, even though as grain weights, even though they're not actually in the field, and the Rabbanan are going to say, no, it's only if they're already in the field. If when we say avanim, we refer to avanim that are arranged for the sake of building a fence, so how are Reb Meir and the Rabbanan respectively going to understand it? The Reb Meir de Misaknan afagav del sidran. Reb Meir would say that it's something that's there even though you haven't yet arranged it. You've put it in the field even though you haven't yet arranged it for the fence. The Rabbanan hu de sidran. The Rabbanan would say no, it's only included in the sale. These stones are only included in the sale if it's already been arranged to be made into the fence. Good, so we have two dots about seven lines down on Samach Tesam and Aleph. Says the Gemara Vayter, Vesakarim Shebekarim Shehin Lutzarcho, and the poles in a vineyard that are necessary for the vineyard are also included in the sale. But before we get to that, just by the way, Tosfos understands, Vehu Demachtan, says Tosfos, Einir Lefarish Leri Demachte Ala Omrim. What does it mean? When we say that the Rabbanan are only going to say the paperweight stones are included in the sale of the field if machtan. So apparently, the Re says that some understood that machtan means that it's already in use. Not just that it's in the field, but that it's already in use. It's already been put on top of grain in order to hold the grain down. So says Tosus, Einir lefarish l'ri, demachti ala umrim. No, it can't be that you already need it in use. Why would it need to be already placed on the grain? Because after all, the grain itself is not included. That's grain atolosh min akarka. So that's certainly not included in the sale. That was beferish in the Mishnah that it's not included in the sale. So dafka, something that's already in use on top of the grain, is going to be included in the sale. No, the point is that it's ready to be used for when you detach future grain. That's the point. Vinil read lo machtan hainu shumayelam lo yinichu ala omru machtan hainu shakvar hunchu v'lav de machti hashta. And the point is that it's already been in use, that this is already something that you're in the habit of using for holding down grain. But if you never use it yet, then it's just stamarak. Yes, you might use it for holding down grain at some point, but at this point it's not yet something that's l'tzarach the field. So that's what machtan means. Machtan means something that you've once used, not that right now it's holding down grain. We can care less whether it's holding down grain right now. We just want to know, is this item labeled as something that's l'tzarach hasada? And the only way it can be labeled as something that's l'tzarach hasada is if it's already been used l'tzarach hasada, and therefore it's viewed as being ready to be used in the future again l'tzarach hasada. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we said that that poles in a vineyard that are used for the sake of the vineyard are included in the sale of field as well. So So what kind of poles? What are we talking about? We're talking about smoothed out poles that they use to hold up the vines, that you put underneath the vines to hold them up. And Rameir would say they're included in the sale as long as they're smoothed down, even if they have not yet been erected to hold up the vines. The Rabban would say, no, it's only included in the sale if you already stood up the poles and stuck them into the ground to hold up the vines. If they're not yet in use, then it wouldn't be included. That's right, and that's again, we're just trying to show how Rameir and the Rabbanan would view each of the items listed as things that are included in the sale, because we know Rameir has a much more liberal view of what's included in the sale of a field. It does not need to be as much of a tashmish kavua as the Rabbanan would say it does. We said any grain that's still attached to the ground is also included. Even though it's already time that it could be removed, it could be cut, nevertheless, we still view it as included in the sale because it's attached to the ground. Meaning, you might have thought, you might have thought that since it's ready to be harvested, it's kilu, it is harvested. So, kamashmal in the Mishnah, then know that it's included in the sale, it's considered as if it's still part of the field. If you look at the Rashbam, the third wide line, now, if it's not yet at the time where it's ready to be harvested, then there's no chiddush in telling me that it's part of the field. The pshita hisha, that's obvious that it's a part of the field. Right, when you're selling a field to somebody, you're not selling the field and then gonna allow, when you buy a field from somebody, you're not gonna buy a field and then allow the guy who sold it to you to keep all of his stuff there, just to get better and to improve. So if he's got unripened grain in the field, you wouldn't let him just keep it there if it were his. Elamai, it must be that it's for you, right? So and he can't pick it right now. So it must be that that's included in the sale and it was meant for you. And so that's not even an issue. That's not even something that the Gemara needs to discuss. The Mishnah needs to discuss. The Mishnah only needs to discuss when it's already ready to be picked and it has not yet been picked. We also said included in the sale is a patch of reeds that covers less than a base rova of ground. The afligav dalimi, even though it may be very strong, that's included in the sale. It's not considered a chashav on its own right. And a guard booth that's not cemented is also included. Afligav dalokavia ba'ara, even though it's not kavua in the ground. So you would think if it's not kavua in the ground, it's not part of the field. No, it's still considered batel to the field, even though it's not kavua in the karka. V'sacharav sheinu murkav es pesul sashikma, and the very young charuv and shikma trees are also included. Again, afagav dalimi, even though they may be strong, but since they're young and they're not, and the charuv is not yet being grafted and the shikma is not yet being, the branches are not yet being cut off in order to be replaced by other branches, they're still considered young enough, no matter how strong they are, that they're included in the sale. They're not considered an independent field in their own right. Avalo machar, but it does not include los avanim she'en l'tzarchos. So now we're going to explain the second half of the Mishnah, right? The second half of the Mishnah where we said all the things that are not included in the sale of the field. So the, so what kind of avanim are not included? The Rameir de la Masaknam, the Rabbanim de la Machtan. So we're going to give the reverse of what we said before. According to Rameir, we're referring to stones that are not yet, that are not even arranged in the field. And according to the Rabbanim, that are not even... that are not in the field itself, that are outside of the field. And if you understand that we're talking about that the avanim in the Mishnah are referring to avanim that are going to be used for a fence, according to Rameir, it's stones that are not yet in the field to be used, that are arranged, put aside to be used, and the Rabbanan the Sidran, according to the Rabbanan, we're talking about stones that are not yet arranged for the sake of a fence, they're not going to be included in the field. And we also said, what's also not included in the sale of a field, the poles in a vineyard that are not litzarcho, that are not for the tzarcho of the vineyard, what defines not litzarcho of the vineyard? So again, the reverse of whatever we said defines litzarcho vineyard. The Rameir de lo mashafyan, according to Rameir, would have to be poles that are not yet even smoothed out. And the Rabban de lo mukman, the Rabban could say, no, these are poles that are smoothed out, but you haven't yet erected them, you haven't yet put them up in the vineyard, and that's called that it's not litzarcho vineyard. Velos atavua talusha min hakarka, it also does not include grain that is talush, that is detached from the ground, v'afagav tzricha liyara, even though it still needs the karka for whatever reason, however that may be, but if it's talush, once it's detached, it's not going to be included in the sale. Why would it need the karka? It's, what do you mean? It's, how does grain gain from the karka when it's already detached? When it's still attached, I understand, it's ripening, it's getting better. When it's already detached from the ground, what does that mean that it needs the karka? So says Rosh Bam, L'shadcha b'sada l'achar k'tzira l'hinafecha tavua mirecha karka liyavesh, that you sometimes need to air it out a little bit. So it needs to be left out there, so it needs to experience the field, be in the field a little bit, dry up a little bit, have some air, have a nice breeze, in order for it to be good. Velos chitza kanim shibes rova, we also said not included in the sale is a patch of reeds that does take up a base rova. V'afal gav dekatini, even though they may be very small, they may be very weak. Amar b'chir baraba, amar b'yochlan, lo chitza kanim b'lvad, not only chitza kanim, el afila aruga katana shel besamim, even a small patch of besamim, v'yesh la shem b'fnei atzma, if it has a name in its own right, Einanim karasima, it's not considered sold together with the rest of the field. Amrav Papa Vudukarula Varda de Planya. That's if people call it by its own name. They'll say this is the besamim patch of Ploni. But if it doesn't have its own name, then it's not considered significant enough and it would be included in the field. Now Rashbam point, the Tosus rather points out, Vlaskit Sakanim Afgav de Katini Od Yarak Lekaman al Mishnah Zu. You'll notice a lot of two dots, one right after another. Yeah, you keep having two dots after two dots after two dots. We quote each phrase of the Mishnah and then say like one line or less on each phrase. So it also says, don't be bothered by that. We're going to explain in greater detail, but it's just the derech of the Gemara sometimes to explain just, you know, type basically what we're dealing with and then expound on it a little bit more later on. So we can revisit a lot of these issues and will. We also do not include in a sale of a field a guard booth that is cemented together. It's connected to the ground, so you might think it's considered part of the ground and therefore part of the field. No, once it's made out of cement, once it's used with cement, it's considered a makom chashav b'fnei atzmo, it's considered a sad b'fnei atzmo, and it's not going to be included together with everything else. By Rav Lazar, so the Gemara is now going to pose three different shailas. By Rav Lazar, malavno shel psachim mahu. What about the frames of a door that when the door that the door slams on, right? When the door closes, it hits against the door frame. Is that included in the sale? So when it's connected with cement, so then there's no discussion, right? It's mechubar, and that, therefore, of course, it's included. What if it's only connected with some sort of peg that holds it onto the door, but it's not that holds it by the doorpost, holds the doorpost onto the wall, whatever you want to say. But is that included or is that not included? So says the Gemara, teku. We don't have an answer. Now, if you look at the Rashbam, by Rav Lazar, mishum asnisin, what does this have to do with our Mishnah? Which case of our Mishnah does this have to do with? So the Rashbam says, well, we spoke about a guard booth, and we distinguished between a guard booth that has cement holding it together and a guard booth that doesn't have cement holding it together. So because of that discussion, agav that discussion, we mentioned this over here. L'hach baya de kamifuga nami bein asuya betit l'nekiti besichi ubermokha, right, I'm sorry, nakala hach l'hach baya. That's why we mentioned this shayla over here. Because this shayla also, de kamifuga nami bein asuya betit l'nekiti besichi, also distinguishes between something held together by cement and something that's just held together by pegs. Ubermokha sabayas l'chaveru l'chabayi. But the shayla is about selling a house. If I sold a house, meaning it's not really going on any of the cases in our Mishnah. We're not building off one of the cases in our Mishnah and saying, oh, what about if you have in that case where you have a doorstep? No, there are no cases in our Mishnah that make any sense to relate to a doorstep. We're saying, stam, if I sell a house to somebody and there is this doorstep, is it included or is it not included? Right, it's not a doorstep in the conventional sense, like we think of a doorstep. It's the part that the door slams on. It's part of the doorpost. Those little moldings, if you look at a door, that the door hits against when it closes. Not the doorpost in the sense of the mezuzos, but the little moldings that the door hits against when the door closes. So is that included or not? Totally unrelated, really, to any of the particular cases in our Mishnah, other than just to say that we're going to have a distinction between that which is cemented in and that which is not cemented in, just like we had a distinction by the guard booth between that which is cemented in and that which is not cemented in. And the Gemara says, what's the answer? Is it included or not? So the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Now it happens to be Tosos understands this a little bit differently. If you look at Tosos, by Rav Lazar, Melabnos Psachim, lo kapir shakuntros, da pesach habayis kai. No, we're not talking about a brand new case where you're selling a house and you want to know if the doorstop is included in the house. The lo ayri klal b'machar bayis. No, that's not what... Who's talking about a house over here? This mission is about selling a field. If you want to talk about what's included in the sale of a house, this comment of the Gemara should have been on the Mishnah that spoke about selling a house. We're not talking about selling a house anymore. Elanir l'rita pesach shomira kai. We're talking about the door of the guard booth. We were just talking about a guard booth, whether the guard booth is considered part of the field or not. So now we're saying, what about the door of the guard booth? So we said in the Reisha that you do include the guard booth in the sale of the field. So saying, as long as it's not cemented together, and as long as it's not made with cement, so good. Let's take that guard booth that's not made with cement. It has a door to it. Is the doorstop on that guard booth also included in the sale, or only the guard booth itself is included in the sale? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Either way, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Says the Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, second shaila, melavno shekirei amita mahu. What about the pieces of wood that they would put underneath the bedpost in order that the bedpost shouldn't get ruined from the ground, from the moisture of the ground? So they would put like pegs of wood underneath it to sort of raise it off the ground a little bit, that the moisture of the ground shouldn't affect it. So is that included in the sale? So if it's moved with the bed, so then there's no shayla, it's considered part of the bed. The question is, when it's not moved with the bed, it's stuck in the ground, but it's used to function to help the bed. But nevertheless, it's attached to the ground and therefore not moved with the bed. So then, my, then what's the din? And teku. We leave that as a teku as well. Now, again, what's the case over here? So this also, Rashbam says, these pegs of wood that they would put under the bed so that it shouldn't get, that the bedpost shouldn't get ruined. And if you're going to say that when it comes to psachim and chalonos, did I skip one? Did I skip one? Yeah, I did skip one. There's a middle one, right? There was the Malabno Shal Chalonos. Right, by Rabbi Zayim, Malabno Shal Chalonos Mahu. Mi Amri Lenoi Bialma Hu Davidi, Odom Lakivin Demichbar Mechabri, Teku. The Gemara had another Teku in the middle. That what about not the doorsteps, but rather the stops of the windows, right? And that too, Rashbam understood as Imtim Silomar. Rashbam understood Imtim Silomar Malamno Shal Psachim. If you're going to say that by the doorsteps and Akiti Besichi that are held together with pegs, Mechurin Bechalabais, that those are included in the house, Hainu Mishum Dil Chizuk Avidan, maybe that's because it's there structurally to help. But what about those same things by windows, where the window doesn't open and shut like that, and it's not really needed? It's only there just to make the window look nice. So is that also included in the sale? Right, that would be shaila number two. Is that also included in the sale? And then the Gemara says on that, teku. Right, so those are then by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, third shaila, Malabno Shekhira Amita, with these bed pegs. And the Rashbam understands that that's also an Imtim Tzolomar. That Imtim Tzolomar, by the Pesachim and the Chalonos, that they are sold, maybe that's because they're connected at least with pegs. But over here, it's not connected to the bed at all, and therefore we're asking if it's sold together with the bed or not sold together with the bed. Now, not all Rishonim agree that that's the issue over here. When you're talking about selling these pegs that are attached to the ground, is the issue whether, are we discussing a case where you sold the bed, or are we discussing a case where you sold the house, and not the bed, right? So that's Rashbam clearly understands, talking about a case where you sold the bed, and we want to know if it's included in the sale of the bed. But either way, again, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Now, what do you do when you're not sure if something is included in the sale or not? So the Rashba and the Rambam seem to understand that misafek, we leave it bereshus hamocher, because the lokech is considered the motzi mechavero, and the motzi mechavero, lavaraya, we know that it belonged to the mocher, we don't know if it ever belonged to the lokech. Even though normally tefisa works for these types of things, normally you can say, what do you mean? Well, I have it in my possession now, so if you want to take it away from me, you're the motzi, right, if I'm holding on to it right now. But over here we're dealing with karka. Since we're dealing with things that are connected to the ground, so there is no tefisa. There's no such thing as holding on to it and being tofes it. It happens to be in the property that I purchased, so yes, it looks ki'ilu I'm tofes it, but that's not called real tefisa. So how are we going to paskin in all these tekus? So it happens to be the Rambam paskins in all of these fekos, in all of them he says that they're not included in the sale of the house. And again, the Rambam assumes, not like the Rashbam, that even in that third case, the issue is about selling a house. The issue is not about selling a bed, and the Rambam assumes that they're all not included in the sale of the house. Normally, though, the rule is, whenever you have an Imtim Tzolomar, normally you're going to assume that we paskin like the Imtim Tzolomar. The way the Rashbam understood it was that each Imtim Tzolomar assumed that the previous one is included in the sale. So it would seem that if the Rambam understood it as an Imtim Tzolomar, he should have paskin that at least the first two are included in the sale. So there are two things. Either the Rambam did not understand that they're Tali Zebazet at all, and that's mashma from the Gemara. The Gemara said a separate teku for each one. Normally by Imtim Tzolomar, the Gemara does not say a separate teku. It just asks the whole series of shailas and then says teku. Or the Rambam did understand that it was Imtim Tzolomar, but it'll hold that the rule that you paskin like an Imtim Tzolomar is only when the Gemara says Imtim Tzolomar explicitly. When the Gemara doesn't say Imtim Tzolomar explicitly, then it would not be included. Okay, so those are our tekus. Says the Gemara, Vaitav Los, Charav Hamorkav Los Adon Hashikma, you also do not include in the sale an already mature and older Charav and Shikma tree. So, Minani Mili. How do we know that a charav, a morkav, and sadan shikma are not included in the sale? Some Ravidam Rav says, the Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Vayakom Steya from Asher b'machpela, the Vigomer over here is very important, because that's where the real drash is from. Pasuk says, Vayakom Steya from Asher b'machpela, Asher lifnei mamre, hasada v'ma'ar asher bo, v'chal ha'etz asher basada asher b'chol gvulo saviv. That's the key. Asher b'chol gvulo saviv. Misha tzarech l'gvul, yatzu elu shein tzrichim l'gvul. Anything that needs a gvul, that needs a border to define it, as opposed to these that don't need a border. Meaning these are a sadeh b'fnei atzmo, they don't need a border to define it. And therefore, they are going to be considered a sadeh b'fnei atzmo. Saviv, amar of mishashi mikan l'mitzar min haTorah. From the word saviv, we darshin that there's such a concept of borders min haTorah, meaning not just such a concept, that you acquire the borders, that when you buy a field, you acquire the fence around the field as well, or the bushes that are used as the fence to be the borders of the field as well. When you acquire a field, that's included in the sale. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman demazmin ara lechavrei, a guy sold land to his friend. Tzarech lemichtav lekanilach dekilin v'ta'alin v'hutzin v'tzitzin. You need to write that I'm being machna to you all of these things, all of these saplings and trees and things like that. V'afakav dechilokas v'lehachi kani. Even though if you don't say it, you don't write it, it still works. He's still kona all of these things because that's part of the field, afilo achi shofar d'shtarahu. It's still a shofar d'shtara. What does shofar d'shtara mean? Shofar d'shtara generally means to be as absolutely clear as possible in a shtar, to leave no room for mistake whatsoever. Even if it's not halachically required, we do things as shofar d'shtara. Now, why would you want to do what's the idea? If the halacha is that it's good enough without it, so and any basin that knows what they're doing will know that it's good enough without it. So what's the point of doing a shofar d'shtara? Why is it necessary to add a shofar d'shtara? So Rishbam writes, Yifu kol chashtar dafilu asu lufnei basin towin yavle shari mufrashim to chashtar. Not every basin does know what they're doing. You might end up with a basin that doesn't know their rules so well. So you want a shofar d'shtara to make it absolutely clear that no one can make a mistake about it. So that's a concept that we have in Gittin, we have in a lot of places that we always want to use the shofar d'shtara. Amalei, if you said to a guy, Arav Adikli, I'm selling you my land and the dekalim, chazim niyaslei dikli yavlei trei dikli. If the land has if the guy owns dekalim, he has to give him 2 dekalim. V'ilaslei zavonlei trei dikli, and if he doesn't have 2 dekalim, he's got to buy dekalim in order to give it to him. V'mishabdi parklei trei dikli, and if they're meshubad, that he has dekalim, but they're meshubad because they've been given as a mashkon or sold to somebody else, so then you need to get them back and give them to him. Arabidically, chazina niyaspe dikli yavle v'ilav mekachtosu. If I tell him I'm selling him a land with dekalim, so if I have land with dekalim, then it's included in the sale. Otherwise, it's a mekachtos and the whole sale is invalid. Arabidically, if I say arabidically, I'm selling him lesle dikli dechazil dikli kamerle. If I don't have any dekalim in the field, I must have meant land that is rotwe for dekalim. Amarle levarmi dikli plani. If I say except for this dekel, chazinan idikla tavahu shirei shirei. So if it's a really good dekel, so then I meant to sell all the rest of them, but not this one. Idikla bishahu kol shkein hanach. If it's a bad dekel, then I meant to say not even this dekel, certainly not any of the other dekalim. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue with more lashonos of that you might say when you're selling trees in a field tomorrow.